You are listening to KYUK 640 AM Bethel, Alaska.
You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, Mind Over Mayo with the Bethel Regional High School.
Hi, welcome to Mind Over Mayo. My name is Mary Jane Clyde, and I'm from LKSD, and we are talking about how substance misuse affects teens' academic life. And the reason why I believe that we should be talking about this is because even though we chose this to be a general topic, but this is a big issue. And from my experiences, I've seen a lot of my peers who misuse drugs, and I can see how it affects them academically, and this is why I chose this topic along with my group.
Hello, I am Terrell. I am also from LKSD. One of the reasons why we're trying to bring this to attention to stop teens from misusing drugs a lot, it has many different effects on a teen's academic and life performances, such as like bad behavior. And I have seen my peers change over the times as they continue using drugs.
Hi, my name is Layla Rogers, and I'm from LKSD. And I think this is important because it's to improve the school system and help relationship with family and friends.
We will be discussing the topic of how substance misuse affects teens' academic life, why teens misuse drugs, how can it affect teens in school, how it affects the ability for teens to learn in school, the effects that drugs can make on a teen's body and brain, and what resources can teens reach out to get help to stop using drugs. Why teens misuse drugs. Many factors can lead to teens misusing drugs, such as their family's interaction, a teen's personality, a teen's social relationship with their peers. Common risk factors for teens drug misuse include a family history of drug misuse, impulsive or risk-taking behavior, low self-esteem, a mental or behavioral health condition such as depression, anxiety, or ADHD, a history of trauma events such as experiencing abuse.
How drug misuse affects teens in school. Research shows that teenagers who abuse drugs have a higher chance of receiving lower grades, a higher rate of absence from school, other extracurricular activities, and an increased potential of teens dropping out of school before graduation. How do drugs affect learning? How drug misuse affects learning, teens' ability to learn because it takes over the brain's pathway for learning and memory. Chronic drug exposure can lead to lasting changes in the circuits and underlying normal learning processes. These complications are especially pronounced in young people.
What effects do drugs have on a teen's body? The effects that drugs have on a teenager's body is their brain. Their brain, which are still developing, may become physically altered for life because of drug abuse. Other effects include neurological development and severe mental health problems such as depression, development delay, anxiety, personality disorder, and suicidal ideation, etc. What resources can teens get help to stop using drugs? Teenagers can get resources by school clinic.
For the trusted adults in my life,
professional
that I go to whenever I want to open up to them or talk about them
method of healing from
about
substance misuse,
something that's bothering me or that I can't tell anybody else, I mainly go to my mom because
TGFD.
I feel like she understands me and that I could rely on her for good advice and comfort.
Finding new hobbies.
I think that's it because my mom's the only trusted adult that I could go to talk to.
But
other than trusted adults, the people just mainly who I would go to confide in, I would just go to my best friends, my two closest friends, and who are even Danielle, and those are the only people that I would go to confide in or to go to them to tell them anything that I can't tell anybody else.
The only
parents or adults that I trust to talk about or vent with my hard times is the director of ANSEP, Alex Bernard, and his wife, Mrs. Bernard. Another parent, one of my parents will be my mom. I'm more comfortable with talking to her about my problems and struggles I'm going with during the day. That's the only people I really talk about. I mean, I have some friends I would like to talk about, but I don't really talk to them that much about my problems because I'm mainly the therapist friend, so I help with people. But when I do have struggles or where I want to vent, those are the people I want to talk to.
I don't really have anyone I trust, but there is one, and it's my grandparents, because they know me the best and they've listened and give advice to everything I say.
In conclusion, don't do drugs because it can have a big impact on your life, including the people around you, if you don't quit. Look for somebody or come out to somebody that you're comfortable with and talk to a trusted adult. Help prevent teen drug abuse by talking to your teens about the consequences of using drug and the importance of making healthy life choices.
Thank you for listening to Mind Over Mayo, and everyone have a great day. Tune in next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.